Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
This morning I'm going to start off with a little scripture. Going to go to the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, some of y'all going through that valley right now, I think, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You anoint my head with oil. We do that in church for various reasons, right? Usually it's when someone is sick or facing a hard time in their life. We pray and we anoint them with a drop of oil. Maybe you've never really thought about that before. I remember when I started attending Maplewood, I'd see people do that and I thought, man, it's kind of different. You know? It's not something you see people doing outside the church. And when you see it in the church, if you're not used to seeing it, you might think, well, these people are a little weird. Why are they going to do that? It's olive oil, right? So why? Why do we take a little drop of olive oil and put it on their head while we pray for healing or some kind of relief? Now, it's funny because as I was preparing the sermon, I never connected the two, but I asked Pastor Vicki if she would let me anoint her for her and Pastor Joe today. And I never even thought about why I'm preaching on being anointed. It just, but as you saw, we just take a little drop and we pray for the need. But why? Well, oil represents the Holy Spirit. Okay? The oil is representing the presence of the Holy Spirit in that situation. The oil itself has no power. Right? It's good for cooking. But putting a drop on your forehead isn't going to heal you of whatever's going on, right? But the Holy Spirit, which the oil represents, is mighty. Amen. Is mighty. Amen. And since God is in the business of being present in our messy situations, we want to invite Him into those situations. Amen. That's right. And the anointing simply shows that we're inviting Him into our messy situation. When we anoint someone's head with oil, we're saying, God, work in this situation. Be present. Be here. We invite You in. We invite You into this. And you know the Holy Spirit is God, right? He's one third of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And guess what? He wants to be in your messy situation. When we anoint someone, we're saying, Lord, help us. Help us. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. In the 23rd Psalm, David writes, You anoint my head with oil. You anoint my head with oil. David was anointed by Samuel to be king over Israel. This happened years before he actually sat on the throne. See, God may anoint you or have you anointed today for something that's going to happen tomorrow. May not be today. Samuel anointed David. Or maybe it's better to say God anointed David through Samuel. Because we're just his vessels. We're his tools, right? I didn't anoint Pastor Vicki for her or Pastor Joe. God did through me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Samuel used the oil, but God used the Spirit. If you read in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, you'll see that David was filled with the Holy Spirit when Samuel poured the oil on him. 1 Samuel 16, starting at 13, so Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. From that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. If you've ever been anointed during a church service, as you saw a little bit ago, we just take a little drop of olive oil and dab it on your forehead. But when David was anointed, they did things a little different. Okay, they did things a little different. Let me grab that bottle. God told Samuel to fill the horn with oil. That's more than a drop, right? That's way more than a drop. And then Samuel took that horn and poured it over David's head. He poured the whole bottle out, not just a drop. Can you imagine? Can you imagine letting someone pour a bottle of olive oil over their head? Any volunteers? Pastor Bill, you want to come on up? Wearing your nice suit. Wearing your nice suit. Come on now. That'd make a mess. That would make a mess. The oil would get all in your hair. Doug, you're good. Sorry.
It made his scalp shine.
I'm sorry, brother. I may pay for that. And think about what it would do to your clothes, right? The oil would probably get in parts of you you didn't even know you had. You know? It'd be messy. Not to mention what it'd do with it to the carpet. I'm thinking the trustees would probably have something to say about that. Most likely. They wouldn't care for that. And just think about after church. Going to the store after someone poured a bottle of olive oil over your head. You wouldn't be able to pick nothing up off the shelves. Your hands would be so slick. How comfortable would you be going out to eat with someone after being anointed like that? Walk into the restaurant drenched in olive oil.
Can be good at Olive Garden.
Amen, sister. But I'm thinking Pastor Joe would probably not even go to the restaurant after that. And he likes to eat. You might not even be allowed in the restaurant. You might be embarrassed about looking like that. That'd be undignified. Wouldn't that be undignified?
Oh, I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
That's what I would say.
The oil represents the Spirit.
Yeah.
We use just a drop of oil to anoint today. Samuel used the whole bottle. The oil represents the Spirit. Are we afraid of the whole Holy Spirit today? Do we want just a little drop of the Holy Spirit so we can keep Him under control? Is that what we're wanting? Or maybe we want to keep Him in the bottle with the cap securely on. I don't think I can get this on for nothing. Put Him back on the shelf. And just bring Him out when we need Him. Is that what we're doing with the Holy Spirit in the church today? Oh. Yeah, don't send me on vacation again because this is what comes out of it. I guess it all boils down to is do I want to keep control? Do I want to keep control? Or do I want to surrender to God? Fully surrender to God. The whole bottle. The whole bottle, not just a drop. Do I really want to go deeper with Jesus?
Amen.
That's been a theme this year, right?
Amen.
Can you do that without the whole bottle? Or do I want to just stay in the shallow end of the pool? You know, recently we took vacation to the beach, and I don't want to go so deep in the water because I can't swim very good, and there's things out there that can eat me. So I stay in the shallow end of the beach. But do I want to stay in the shallow end with God? Am I trying to limit the Holy Spirit like we limit the oil? Am I afraid to be undignified? Am I afraid that I might be embarrassed? Oh my. The Holy Spirit empowers and emboldens the church. And He empowers and emboldens the individual churches and the individuals in the church. That's us. That's us. We're individuals in the church, correct? Okay, five of you are. Good. That's you and me. We make up the church. Many members, but one body. And I'm not just talking about Maplewood either. The church is across our community and across our nation and around the world. The Holy Spirit breathes life into us. And if we're going to follow Jesus, if we say we're the children of God, any children of God out there? Okay. A few. Then we must allow the Holy Spirit to take control. We have to let the Holy Spirit take control. God wants you. God wants you. God wants all of you, not just a little bit of you. And He wants to give you His all. Not just a drop. Not just a little drop. The Holy Spirit empowers and equips us for ministry. Everyone here, every single person here, is called into ministry. Do you know that? All right. You may not be called to be a pastor or a Sunday school teacher, but you're called into some kind of ministry. Yes. Guarantee it. And it's all important. Each and every calling is important, even if you don't feel like it is. Even if you don't feel like it is. I could sit back and say, well, you know, I'm just a community pastor of this little tiny church in Springfield, and, you know, God's not really, but you know what? I don't know what God's using me for, but He knows. He knows. I don't need to be recognized or excited, you know, just, ooh, ah, look what I'm doing. I just need to know that I'm doing what He wants me to do.
Amen.
Did you know that even Jesus needed the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Without the Holy Spirit, there's no ministry, and Jesus needed the Holy Spirit for ministry. You can read that when He was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon Him like a dove.
Yes.
And there was a voice from heaven saying, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." That's the Trinity right there, all in one place at the same time. Right? The Spirit descended on Jesus to equip Him for ministry. Jesus was the Messiah. Messiah simply means the anointed one. That's what we're talking about, right? Being anointed. That's what He wants for you as well. You're called to do work for God, and you need the Holy Spirit to equip you. If you're trying to do it on your own, you're going to fall flat on your face.
Amen.
Been there, done that. I know that. All right? I mean, listen to what Jesus says in the 4th chapter of Luke. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, and to be oppressed or to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to those who don't have Jesus yet. All right? That's our job. To proclaim freedom to those who are all bound up in their sin. Not to tell them, "Hey, you're going to hell." You know that, right? No, but to set them free. That's our job. To help set the captive free.
Yes.
To proclaim sight to those who are blind to the might of the Word. You know how many people in this world are just blind to the Bible? They don't understand the power that you can receive from just those simple words. The Bible itself isn't the power. The hearing is. What goes on in your heart. To free those who are oppressed by the weight of this world. You ever been so buried by the weight of this world you don't know how you're going to get up? I know I have. But we're here to proclaim that there is freedom. I know. Someone's thinking, that was Jesus. I'm not Jesus. No, you're not. But guess what? I'm not Jesus either. But like Jesus, we have work to do. And the only way we can do it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Just be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't settle for a drop. Look, if we each took a drop of this in this sanctuary right now, you wouldn't even hardly notice that there was any gone out of this bottle. That's a lot of power we're leaving behind if we don't take the whole bottle, right? Don't settle for just a drop. Ask for the whole bottle. Take the cap off and let God drench you with the Holy Spirit. Let Him drench you with the Holy Spirit. Let Him soak it into your inner being. That's what God wants for us. We don't just stop at justification and say, okay, I'm good, I'm done. Salvation is a journey. We move along. Take the Holy Spirit, the whole bottle. Let it soak into your inner being. Let the Holy Spirit cover you completely that others are going to get some on them when they get too close to you. All right? You ever been so drenched coming in from a rainstorm or from swimming and you walk by someone and they're like, man, you're getting me wet. You take the whole bottle, you're going to get someone wet. All right? Come on now. Yes. Today's Pentecost Sunday. We celebrate this day, the Holy Spirit being poured out upon the church. You might say this is the day the church was born. Okay, I've heard people express it like that. And we can read a little bit about it in Acts chapter 2, right? When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. Hey, we got that. That separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to teach in other tongues and other languages as the Spirit enabled them. They were empowered and equipped by the presence of the Holy Spirit. They could now talk to people they couldn't talk to before. But think about that. They could talk to people that they couldn't talk to before. It may not be a language barrier. It may be, oh, I'm not telling them about Jesus. I'm scared. But when you've got the Holy Spirit, things get a little different. Things are a little different. We can speak in truth and love to people that we couldn't speak to without the power of the Holy Spirit. And there are people that God has called you to speak to. Think about it. Who has God called you to speak to that you're just saying, I can't talk to them about this? I can't talk to them. But then in walks the Holy Spirit. The whole bottle gets dumped on your head. Now you can speak to people that you couldn't talk to before. Now you can talk to people and tell them about the love of Jesus. Speak the gospel. Preach the gospel to them one way or another. But why does this matter? Why does this matter? Why do I need an anointed from the Holy Spirit? Why do I need to tell others about Jesus? Well, hey, I'm glad you asked. It matters because there's people all around us that need Jesus. Amen. Anybody here know somebody who needs Jesus? At least one person?
Yes.
At least a dozen people, probably maybe 50 people? People around us are in need. People around us are all bound up in the chains of sin. You know, we get all mad in the church when we see people doing things that we know the Bible says is wrong. Why are they doing that? Because they don't know the freedom that they can have.
Right.
And guess who's not telling them? I didn't say that out loud. I'm sorry. People are all bound up in the chains of sin, and they need to meet the chain breaker.
Amen.
Paul and Silas sitting in that prison, their chains were broken. People need Jesus, and we're called to point the way.
Yes.
Anybody here called to point the way to Jesus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Three people.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we need a little bit more. Maybe I need to start over. Yeah, don't tempt me. I don't want trustees to get too mad. But see, we need to point the way. You can't save anybody. I certainly can't save anybody. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can certainly point the way. I can point to Jesus. I can point to what he did on that cross. I can do that. Listen to what happened on the day of Pentecost. Those who accepted the message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day. 3,000 people found their salvation that day. Just because some people said, I want the whole bottle. I want the whole bottle. About 3,000 people met Jesus. Jesus had already ascended into heaven. So how did they meet Jesus? Through people like us. Through people like us. And that's pretty important now, isn't it? Yes, Andrew, people like you. They're going to meet Jesus. You and I might never have met Jesus if someone hadn't allowed the Holy Spirit to soak into them. We might still be walking around dead in our sins. Dead man walking. Dead man walking. If someone had said, no, I'm not going to allow the Holy Spirit to soak into me. If somebody had said, okay, here, give me that bottle. I'll take one drop. Just one drop. Just a little bit of the Holy Spirit. I want to stay in control. I want to stay in charge. I'm doing it my way. Ooh. But that wouldn't be a good thing now, would it?
No.
That wouldn't be a good thing. So what about you? What will satisfy you? What will satisfy you? Do you want one drop? Anybody here just want one drop?
No.
Anybody brave enough to admit they only want one drop? I mean, you know, it's real, right? There are times in our lives we just say, hey, I got this. Or do you want the whole bottle?
Amen.
Do you want the whole bottle? The whole bottle. Do you want just a slight touch of the Holy Spirit?
No.
Or do you want him to drench you in his power? Do you want him to be drenched? Are you willing to be undignified for Jesus?
Yes.
Would you go into Los Mariachis after I pour this on your head? And say, I got the Holy Spirit today. Think about that. We could go outside if you want to. Do you really want to go deeper?
Yes.
Are you willing to be undignified? Or is it just embarrassing? Is it embarrassing to have the whole Holy Spirit and tell others about Jesus? We get caught up in that sometimes. Okay, I'll admit it. I've been there. It's like, ooh, I don't want to. Yeah, they're going to think I'm a fool. Okay, that's okay. They can think I'm a fool. They're going to call me names whether I share Jesus or not, right? Paul's like, amen, brother. I'm going to call you all kinds of things. Thank you, Paul. But are you willing to go deeper?
Yes.
Is the Holy Spirit welcome in your life?
Yeah.
Do you have room for him? Do you want all of him? Do you want all of him? Do you want the whole package? Do you want the whole package? And if you want the whole package, I'm going to invite you right now, right here, right now. And I'm not going to pour the whole bottle on you, don't worry. But if you want to come forward, and if you want to be completely Spirit-filled, I'm going to encourage you to come forward and pray while Pastor Vicky plays this beautiful, beautiful song. And I'm going to kneel at the altar myself because I want a fresh touch from the Holy Spirit this morning. I want to be drenched in His love. I want the whole bottle. I want the whole bottle.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.